Today's share of the Dershu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Yud Beis Omud Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and B'ezras Hashem finishing off the beautiful Siman Tof Resh Mem Hei, which deals with the halachos of the lulav, what makes a kosher a lulav. And we are the final Sif test. The Mechaber writes, Im Kofuf Biroshu, if the lulav is bent at the top, it is posel. It is not kosher because, as the Mishneh Berurah himself says, in Sif Kot Lamed Tes, She'ein Zeh Hoder, it's not beautiful. Now, let's go to Sif Kot Lamed Ches. Kofuf Birosh, what does that mean? Hainu, Shaya Kofuf Ki Agbon. The very top is bent like an agbon. What is an agbon? So if you look in Dershu footnote number 67, he brings down from Rashi and Yeshaya that an agbon is a min machat kofuf, shetzadibo dogim. It is a needle or a fish hook that is bent to capture fish. So imagine that you're throwing out a fish hook bait. That is what this agbon is. So it's a slightly bent hook. On the Radak and the Mitzudos over there, they write that an agbon is something called a gume, hutzamach rach v'kofuch. It's some type of flower that is soft and bent over, and that's what Rashi Menocha says as well. Now, this is true that it's no good if the little top part is bent over, like an agbon, bein lefanav, bein liachron, whether it's bent forward or bent backwards. Yesterday's shiur, we learned that the lulav was significantly bent in front of it, away from the spine, or to the sides, it's no good. It was bent backwards towards the spine, it's good. Here we're talking about the head, the top part of the lulav. This can't be bent at all, even if it's bent in the direction of the spine. And that's what the Mishneh Berurah said, Bein Lefanav, Bein Li'achrav. And this is brought down in the name of the Levush and other Achronim, as you can see in the Sharet Zion, Os Lamed Ches. The Chaber goes further, and he says, V'davka, this is only true, K'sheshedraso kifufa. We're talking here, when we say kofuf birosho, it means that the spine is bent. Davka kishishidraso kifufa. However, avol olav kifufin, if the leaves of the lulav are bent at the top, birosho, kimosha derech lios harbi lulav, like many lulavim are, then in fact is kosher. Now this is also quite a mouthful. And let's see inside in the Mishneh Berurah in Sifkot Mem. He tells us that the Rosh writes, in fact, the preferred type of a lulav. Oev ani yoser motzeis bo. I personally prefer, the Rosh says, to have a lulav she'ein ha'alim nechlokim, where the leaves aren't separated at all, usiyomto kayemes, and they're attached well. The middle leaf is totally intact. That was one definition. Otherwise, all the leaves are attached to each other without separation. So that's what the Rosh personally prefers himself. The Levush adds, because of Levush, Vidavka, we're dealing here, Kisheho Ole Hoel Yona Levad Kafufa. The Girsa that we have is that he says that the top leaf is the one that's bent over. Now on the bottom, in Os Aleph, it says, Lefonenu Bilavush, nowadays by us, the Levush is read differently. The Chofetz Chaim, the Mishneh Berurah, quoted a version of Levush that we have a different version of Levush, and our version of Levush says, Kisheho Olin, plural, Ha'yonim, the top leaves, levadam kvufim, not the spine, but that the top leaves are bent over. And you can see a diagram of this in Dershu footnote number 68, which is, again, a hook, which very much makes sense, like we said before, like the agam, like the fish hook that we were talking about, the agmon, or the dira masel agam in Menachos, where Rashi discussed it as well. So when it's bent over a little bit like that, it is good. The Rosh says preferred. Now, in Dershu footnote number 69, he adds, V'chein lulav she'alav mishunim mima shahayu mitchilas b'yasu. If the leaves are different than it was when it was growing, and it's changed. So then Rav Nissen Karlitz Zatzal brings down, Shupasu gamon das Rosh. Then even the Rosh would say it's no good. So if it was growing like this, so then it's good. But if it wasn't growing like this, and now it became like this, then it's no good. The Mishneh Berurah continues. He says, Avol im kulon o rubon kifufim kolshu. But if the majority, however, all of them or most of them are bent, then it would be posel. Why? Because devadai zeshinui b'briyasu. This is not the normal way that they grow. And the ain't no hadar klal. It doesn't have the status of being hadar at all. This is the lashon of the levush. Ad kan lashono. So that's the levush. And the hetiko ha-magen avram. The magen avram took this levush and quoted it. However, the opinion of the Taz and the Sharet Zion Os Mem says, this seems to be the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch as well, She'ayim l'chalik b'zeh, that we don't make such a distinction as the Levush did. In Dish foot number 7, he explains why not. B'tamo, shari dino shelo olam tzoy chomer yosei mishar olam, because the middle leaf is stricter, as we've learned previously, than the leaves around it. And therefore, u'b'chol ofen kishirosho koshiv kosher, and if it's good when the top leaf is bent over, imkain, certainly kosher kain. If even the top middle one, if it's bent like this, is acceptable, so certainly if the other ones are bent also, it would be good. Mishnah concludes and he says, V'al koponim b'di'iko acher. The Mishnah says, why get involved in a machlokas? Again, a very, very similar refrain that the Mishnah Brewer uses throughout the Mishnah Brewer, and that is, when you can accomplish both, why settle to only follow one opinion? And Bivadai, he says, Yesh li zar, shelo lotzeis bazeh, sheroshe ha'olin kulam or rubim kufim. He says, don't look for trouble. If the tops of the leaves, either all of them or most of them, are bent over, it is preferable not to use such a lulav when you have an alternate lulav to use. And that is what you should do. Take the alternate lulav. The issue foot number 71 brings down, Okishayesh rak birosho kifuf. If you have a bent a little bit at the top, hamachune kaptor knepel, this is known, people say I have a lulav with a knepel on it, and you can see this in diagram in footnote number 71. So the Chazon Ish told his nephew, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, shlita, and he said that this is kosher. And this is also the opinion of Rabbi Nissen Karlitz Zatzal, who was, as we mentioned previously, a brother-in-law also of the Chazon Ish, but related, again, even though the name was Karlitz, related on the mother's side and not on the father's side. In any event, that's not the opinion of Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv, Zatzal says, Sheyos v'dino toli b'machlokis arosh v'yaran. Since this is all dependent on the machlokis that we already alluded to, the Rosh preferred this, and the Ran said no, as brought down in the Mishnah Brura, Lochein. He says, Im yochel l'kachas lulav acher. If you could take another one, roi shelo l'kachas lulav zeh. Better not to take one like this. While you may be doing what the Rosh says is preferred, but it's also doing what the Ran says is no good. And therefore, it would be preferable to follow everybody's opinion and take a lulav that would be 100% kosher l'chadchila, according to both the Ran and the Rosh, rather than only fulfilling mitzvah min hamuvchar for one of them, but being no good according to the other. The Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkat Min Aleph, and he says, V'dafko bazeh, only in this situation, when it's, we said, olav kefufin berosho, at the top, Shalo nichbaf ela berosho, only the top part is bent over, v'nishar chele godo b'li kfifa, but most of the leaf is not bent over. He says, however, avol, im guf ha'olin nichbaf, if the body of the leaves have been bent over, harbi ma'od liyam suyisun, much more so than the middle, v'nira kemoshet nichbaf ha'olin l'shnaim, and it looks as if they're bent over and looks like they're two separate leaves, so then possible, then it is no good. Shein's a harder claw, because it's not harder at all. And the same thing would apply. Vadin im he'olu he'oyone, if the middle higher one, ho'emtsoyis, the one that's in the middle, shehi ha'tiyoma, known as the tiyoma, we said the double leaf in the middle, if that was nichbipa levada, if that was the only one that was bent over, harbi lemtsio, so much more so towards the middle, then gamkin posul, that would be no good as well. Now, if you look in Dirshu, footnote number 72, he writes, v'imyesh birosho kimotim, kimo zigzag, if you have like folds in it, so then that was discussed previously in Harar number 59 in the Psul of Kovetz when it's shrunken. And we read that in yesterday's share in Dirshu foot number 59, and you can see the diagrams there as well, so I won't repeat it today. Dirshu footnote number 73 brings down the diagram that the Mishnah Berurah talked about when the middle one is bent over tremendously towards its middle, and you can see it's really hooked over. It's almost like a semicircle. And the Yeshet Pirshu, Shekavonas and Mishnah Berurah, She'olah, I'm sorry, Nichvach Mamish Ad Emso, that it's bent down all the way in that situation. And that is what the Mishnah Berurah was talking about, that is no good. Then in the next paragraph, he points out, if the tiyomes is shemistayemes v'chatzi eagle, it's like a semicircle, and the kotzo ha'elah, pone letzad, and it turns a little bit towards the side, the eini yotze miovi alulav, it doesn't leave the thickness of the lulav, however, so the Chazon Ish said, that's actually better. She said, lulav yose muhoder, why? Bimnei shesogur hated, it's very well closed and it won't open up. It's much less likely to split open than if it was a straight up tiyomes. So again, sometimes these hooks or turns can actually make it a more kosher lulav. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Mem Beis says it's kosher. However, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down the Yesh Min HaPoskim. He brings down that there are poskim. We'll see in a moment the Shaar HaTzion who this is and under what circumstances Shemachmirim B'zeh, that they are stricter about this. However, Ochein HaMinhag, he brings down from the Darkei Moshe, which is the Ramah, HaMinhag L'Hakil K'Shulchan Aruch, that the Minhag is, there is no Ramah over here, but in the Darkei Moshe, the Ramah says, I paskin here like the Shulchan Aruch, but the Mishnah Berurah says, I ain't in the Shaar HaTzion. So before we go to the Shaar HaTzion, let's look at the Shaar HaTzion, Os Mem Gimel. And he says that this opinion that's machmir is the Ran, as we already brought down in the previous Dershu footnote, that this is a machlokas between the Rosh and the Ran. And this is brought down in the Beis Yosef, albeit the Ran's opinion isn't brought down over here directly. Now, he also tells us, Ein in the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, Shehevi Me'a Rashba, and this actually found in a sefer called the Chidushe HaRitva, but some say that it wasn't the Ritva that wrote it, this was really the Rashba. And anyway, he calls it from the Rashba. Shugam Kain Sover Kain, he agrees with this. However, it seems that that's only for the middle one itself and not for the other leaves. Finally, let's look at the Shaar HaTzion over here in the bottom of Shaar HaTzion with the Dibra Maschel Aval Olav Kifufin Berosho. So he brings down, V'abach Kosav Denochon Lizorek Haran. The Bach also says, why only follow the opinion of the Rosh that goes against the Ran, you should be choshesh for the opinion of the Ran. Avsha olav kifufim roshu, even when the leaves are bent over. Gam, also in the Shelis Yaivitz, he writes, kosav, avsha rosh kosav shua ya oev lotseis bo, even the Rosh says this is mitzvah and amuchar, he prefers this type of a lulav, ledaz gdolim achrodim, according to many others, lo dai sheno min amuchar. It may not be, not only that it's not a mitzvah min amuchar, like the Rosh says, Ella, Shane Yotzebo, but these Achronim say that in fact you're not even Yotze with it. How do we paskin? He says from the El Yerabba, Hevi Gamkin Divri Abach, the El Yerabba holds like the Bach, and he writes for Kosov, Shekain Kosov, Ki Hai Gabna, Bishem Radvaz. The Radvaz also says this. No, Miu Nira, the Ran, Lab Dafka, maybe the Ran doesn't totally say that this is wrong. Ella, Chelek Godol Kofuth, maybe it's only when most of it is bent over that the Ran says it's no good. The Shaar HaTzion goes further, and the last line he concludes, and he says, "V'nira shebazeh al kapachos nochul nizor b'deika acher." He says, "Why again get into a machlokis potentially if you have an alternate lulav, another lulav that, while the Rosh may not say is perfect, but the Rosh says is lechatchil 100% good, and the Ran says is 100% good." So why rely upon this kula that you could use it if the majority of the leaves, either all of them or part of them, are kfufim. So don't rely upon this. Use the type of lulav that will be yotze according to everybody. Now, this was a complicated siman with a lot of technical details. Again, when a person is going to purchase his lulav and esrog, hopefully this year he'll be a little bit more familiar. As we go through the next simanim, be a little bit more familiar with the tremendous importance of looking for one that is kosher lechatchila. That's the most mehuda, the one that is kosher lechatchila, according to most of the poskim. With this, we conclude Simin Tov Resh Mem Hei and today's shir.